Rob Parsh, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSanctity.com.
Trying to hurt my feelings, because if so, you are succeeding. Fortunately, my feelings regenerate at twice the speed of a normal man's.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSanctPete.com. My name is William Coons. Welcome back to the program. So good to be back with you. Guess what? Good news. You don't have to hear me read out loud this week. Ha ha! I'm as psyched as you are, believe me. Great guest this week, comedian John Jacobs. Probably one of my favorite guests, frankly. Good buddy. Very proud of him. He just completed his first comedy album, 40 tracks. Got it done. He's been working on it for years, and it's available on iTunes and all the places where you get your digital music these days. So he'll be coming in, stopping by, talking that. SummerAtSouthside.com is the website for that. TampaNewsForce.com. HMBRadio.com is my website. There's news, there's articles, there's podcasts, there's a bunch of different things there. You should check it out. Tune in. Call me, 813-693-2124. Questions, concerns, any of that good stuff. And HMB Radio on Facebook, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, Radio St. Pete, easy enough. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, websites, TampaBayPodcast.com, HomemadePodcast.com. There's so many sites. It's really uncomfortable. But before we get into the show this week, I want to say thank you very much to Tap House 61. That's taphouse61.com, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Food's coming back. I went and had some beers with Joe, the owner, the proprietor of Tap House 61, and he told me kitchen's reopening. They're designing the menu now, and food will be back very shortly. So go in, get some food, listen to some music, play some trivia. Check them out on Facebook at Tap House, the number 6, the number 1, Tap House 61. And they got all their events listed there. And thank you to Truvy Salon and Spa. That's Truvy, T-R-U-V as in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North, right here in St. Petersburg. The best place to get your hair did, get your nails did. Look good, feel good, be your best self. That's right. Thank you to those people. Appreciate it. And homemadepodcast.com. Reach clients through podcasting. I believe in this service, and I'm not only a customer. I am the sole proprietor. It's my business. That's right. Homemadepodcast.com. Reach clients through podcasting. Don't forget the S on the end. And call me up. Let's talk. Let's make you some money via podcasting. All right. John Jacobs is here this week. It's a great interview. Good hang. So let's just get into it this week. Let's not muck about, all right? Am I forgetting anything else? Before I cut this off and we go to the interview, you're not going to notice. But if I stop this, then I have to, like, edit and all that, and I don't want to do that. So I think that's it. Nothing's coming to mind. Did the you know, thank yous and okay. All right, this is too long. It's too late now. John Jacobs on the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. John, what's up?
What's up, man?
You didn't break those headphones?
I didn't break these goddamned
fucking headphones.
Oh, what the hell, man? I got to edit already. Jesus.
What, do you want to start over?
No. We've gone too far.
We're way too far. Yeah,
that wasn't you who dropped those headphones last time.
What? I don't know anything about me.
Somebody did. Man. It might have been Zach.
But yeah, I can't hear.
Zach's band.
Doesn't make any sense.
Zach's band.
But they work because I hear you.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I don't. That's interesting.
They just don't work
for me. Huh.
Yeah, turn me up. I don't hear anything.
Is that better?
No.
You can't hear anything.
Hello? No, barely. Barely any. It's real low for me for some reason.
Well, somebody dropped them. You know what I'll do? I'll hook these up. These were mine that I was using before I got the professional broadcaster headphones.
Yeah, I know. You got some pro broadcaster headphones.
I know. It's great. So I had you back because...
A good start. Get the ground running.
I wanted to talk
headphones.
About...
Yeah.
Well, you're throwing this on me.
I'm not throwing anything on you.
You're like, oh, these headphones don't work, and I'm going into panic mode.
I come into your radio station, and I assume that there's going to be working headphones.
Why would you assume that?
Because this is,
Do you see how I live?
Yeah, you got a...
You're in my home right
now.
A big
board of your own brand right in front of your face.
It's well, it's a studio.
Yeah,
it's the HMB Radio Studio in St. Petersburg, Florida.
There's a lot on there.
Yeah.
Nice.
See, I got that one too now.
Oh,
the
nice.
Other banner back
there.
You got
banners up to banners.
Banners galore.
It's like a mirror at a mirror.
You know what I'm going to buy more of soon?
Banners.
Banners.
Yeah, because you still got some more walls.
Yeah, I'm going to get some
on the ceiling.
With the new logo, with the black and white one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, more.
John Jacobs is here, comedian John Jacobs. He's a friend of mine and also a comedian and now a musician.
Yes.
Big things. You had this undertaking you told me about a while ago where you were going to record a comedy album.
Yes.
Unlike most comedy albums, well, maybe that's not the case, but I was thinking 12 tracks. It would take you a year to get done, but this was 40
tracks. It took about 2 years.
2 years in the making.
Oh, yeah.
Music videos filmed.
Music videos.
Initially, I thought that there was 40 music videos as well.
Yeah, that would be quite a deal. But no, we did 8 music videos. We released 4 already. Well, when people hear this, they'll all be out.
So yeah.
There'll be 8 music videos out. You can see them all on YouTube, on my page, at summersouthside.com, or just on Facebook, anywhere,
So how did the I didn't really know. I kind of knew that you were into music. And I was kind of surprised when you said you got Stick Martin.
Yeah.
He's not doing comedy anymore, right? He's just doing music now.
Pretty much, yeah. He does, some jokes in between his music set stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he doesn't really do stand-up.
So he did the producing the album for you and, played on it and featured in it.
Oh, yeah, whole thing from nothing. I would just show up and I'd sing a song at him, and then he would build it out of nothing, and it was great.
So is this, a group, or is it just
it's
you?
It's just us two.
But you're a group, then. You're kind of working together.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's kind of like a Matt Stone, Trey Parker thing.
Yeah.
It's like I'm the ideas guy, and then he's able to make it come to life.
How did you guys, talk about this and hook up? I mean, I know you're buds. You've been,
friends. Well, I think I was just asking around to random comics, hey, do you know who could make some music, who could make songs? And I think Jake Barstness referred me to Stick, and this was when they were still living together at the time. And he's like, yeah, man, Stick Martin, it's my roommate. So I went over and then did the one song, and it was the best thing I'd ever heard. And then I was like, we got to make a whole album of these. But because they were so short, I was like, well, I can't just put out a 15, 20-minute album. I got to put out enough to fill some time. So we did 40 of these.
And it's an hour, I'm assuming?
It's 36 minutes.
It's 36 minutes with 40
seconds.
Songs?
Yeah.
How does that work? Some of them are under...
Oh, yeah. So a couple of songs are under 30 seconds. One song is 16 seconds. It's crazy.
So where did the what made you want to pursue kind of the music side of...
Oh, I don't know. I mean, my radio died in my car, so I couldn't listen to any music, so I started singing my own songs in my car, and still working as a janitor at Powerhouse at the time, where you're wearing a tank top.
Look at that.
Yeah, you're supporting the business that shut down because they didn't pay taxes or something. It was
great. I just think the shirt's hilarious.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's got a great back to it. It's got the
totally.
Weightlifting back.
Yeah,
and everything.
Giant classic Jack dude with a bar that's bent in half.
Super comfortable.
Too many weights. That's how he likes it.
Yeah,
he
he's super strong.
Much.
He's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
How else is he supposed to dignify that?
But, so I was a janitor and, nothing was going my way, Just back from L.A., I'm going, what am I going to do, huh? And then these songs just started popping up in my head. And I was I can't ignore them. They're too good.
I think that's called schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Schizophrenia
but
or whatever.
It turns out that they're great.
There's just voices in your head singing to you.
Constantly.
Constantly.
It never stops.
What are they telling you to do?
They're telling me to kill people and bang kids, but I don't. Yeah, but no, they tell me, you know, keep making great music and, you know, do that. So, just.
Is there a theme to this album? Summer at,
well,
what is it called?
Summer at Southside.
Summer at Southside.
And, I don't know, it's like party beach vibes, nightlife in Miami, but, you know, it's a wild trip. If you listen to it in sequence all the way through all 40 songs, it's so crazy. It goes all over the place.
So there's no, like...
Well, there's a McDonald's theme, I'd say. In about 8 or 9 songs, I mentioned McDonald's.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I guess McDonald's is just an easy... You know, you talk about what you know, right? And I guess I just like McDonald's, where subconsciously I'm going to throw McDonald's into everything I say for some reason.
It's Americana. It's definitely
very funny
a piece
to
of Americana.
To talk
yeah.
about McDonald's.
Yeah.
I love McDonald's.
You ever hear Jim Gaffigan's bit on McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
It's really
it's all
funny.
McDonald's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing in here? He's like, I'm just in here to use the ATM.
Yeah.
Free ATM.
What are you doing? Yeah, I'm meeting a hooker.
Yeah. He didn't want to admit that
you
he's eating
be
McDonald's.
Here by now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great one.
That's great.
No one really wants to admit that they enjoy McDonald's. Yeah, I went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, I went a few days ago.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Sure.
Maybe one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I don't feel good after anything
no,
you eat there.
Absolutely
but you
not.
You feel good in the, while you're eating it, you know?
I'm feeling
kind of the deal.
Actually terrible now.
It's like drugs of food.
Yeah. It is. It gives you a high.
I'm hungover. I've been drinking more, you
yeah.
know, just because. I think that's a good idea. I think people need to get out and support, you know, your local bar, brewery, you know? Get out there, drink a little extra for me, you know?
Sure, yeah.
It's the economy.
I drank last night, too.
Yeah.
And I don't really drink as much
sure.
anymore because
yeah,
of my schedule is
you cut your hair?
Crazy. No, yeah. I just have a work all the time.
Yeah.
So
why'd
last
you cut
night,
your hair?
Why'd I cut my yeah. hair? 6 years, I was growing
open
it out.
Now.
What?
You're open, like a open homosexual.
Oh, I
yeah.
see. No, still okay. in the closet.
Nice.
But no, it was just 6 years. I was in a wedding last weekend.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about, I have this thing where I can't like plan something. I kind of just have to like do it.
Okay.
Like when I quit smoking and
yeah.
vaping and stuff, I was like, I'm just not going to do this anymore.
Right.
This is it.
So you're like, I'm just going to cut my hair.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a bad boy. Start over.
I started to go to the barber shop and turned around and went back
Jeez.
Home.
Yeah. Wait, how long did you say you'd been growing out your hair?
6 years.
6 years.
At least.
Jeez, what a fool.
After Liz. One of my ex-girlfriends, she broke up with me, and I got super sad.
Really?
And I just started drinking and growing my hair out.
Nice. So 6 years of that.
Yeah.
And then, so now you just got to meet another chick who's going to hurt you.
Break my heart.
It, yeah.
And then that will be the catalyst. I think I'm done with long hair, too. Zach,
sure.
Zach really got me really good. He goes, you're too old to look the way you do.
That's
and I was like, ooh, I think you might
just
be right.
Screw that.
Well, he's an ass. He's banned.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah. Why you listen to that fool, man?
He's banned.
What's he doing in life?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Friggin'.
He's gonna listen to that bozo.
Bozo.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
He is the worst.
Yeah.
So the album.
Yes.
It's on iTunes.
On iTunes.
Theme being parties.
Party,
McDonald's.
Miami, McDonald's.
What kind of music is it, or does it vary?
It varies. You know, rap, rock. There's a lot of guitar licks, got a lot of good guitar riffs.
Rap?
Oh,
any
yeah,
rap in
some
it?
Rap,
yeah.
Some country, some techno. I made a dubstep song. There's a dubstep song in there. There's really everything you could ever imagine more. And yeah, it's just the greatest thing I've ever done.
What ideally in a perfect world would you like to see come to fruition with this album?
I'm
like
playing arenas around the world.
Playing arenas.
That's what's gonna happen, yeah.
A la kind of like Weird Al type of stuff.
Yeah, some people have told me I'm like it's like the new Weird Al. It's like Lonely Island and Tenacious D. Because yeah, I mean me and Stick, it's definitely an interesting combination of people. I mean he's like a real punk rock dude, and I look like a little clown. So yeah, us two together is a real funny mix.
That's how you would describe yourself? How you look a little clown?
Well, I feel like, I don't know. So I have one of those looks, especially when I grow my hair out. I just got that look of, you know, I'm the prime knockout game contender. You know? Like I'm the prime kid that they just want to hit for no reason.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald with AIDS. Didn't
yes,
somebody call you that one time?
Ronald McDonald without the makeup. I heard,
without the makeup.
With AIDS. That's, yeah. Maybe, I guess with AIDS, he'd lose the makeup.
Probably.
It's too unhealthy. He can't paint his skin anymore.
Sure. I mean, he'd probably be out of the McDonald's game at that point.
They probably wouldn't let him serve kids anymore.
No. Taking it easy.
Yeah.
I heard that's a... Did you know there's a guy that is Ronald McDonald?
What
like,
do you mean?
There's only one.
Okay.
Meaning, like...
Does he do commercials still?
I don't know. I guess so. I don't know. Cable. But he's like the guy who, if Ronald McDonald makes an appearance somewhere... That's him.
There's only one. That's bull.
And he makes a lot of money.
That can't be.
Doing it.
So there's one Ronald McDonald, and he's like a fake celebrity.
He's a mascot.
Yeah,
for a corporation.
They gotta have more.
He's like Flo.
Kid has a birthday party. They're flying Ronald out.
I guess if the price was right, potentially it could. But I think he makes like high six figures or something for doing this.
Right.
And I think it's more like they'll do, you know, I know this because I dated a girl that worked at the Ronald McDonald House.
Okay.
Which is a thing that, like.
Ronald doesn't even have any backstory. We don't know anything about Ronald McDonald.
Like, he's just a bringer of joy and McNuggets.
Right.
And everybody loves that.
Yeah, I mean, we know nothing about him.
You don't need to. I don't want to know anything about Ronald McDonald's history. All I want to know is that when he's there, it's party time. And bring the dipping sauces out, because we got nugs.
Yay, Ronald's here.
That's right.
His big shoes on.
So would you... I kind of want that job. I think that would be a great gig.
Yeah, I think I could go for it. I should just paint myself up like Ronald and film stuff that way.
If you could do any job in the world, what would you do?
What would I do? What do you mean?
Like, if you could have any job.
Do what I'm doing right now, except... People
making
enjoy
money.
It more, yeah.
People would like me more. Yeah, I feel that.
I wish I could do exactly what I'm doing, except it all works.
Doing this, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody wants.
Yeah. I'm so, like, low on the totem pole everywhere.
Sure, yeah.
That I can't even get emails back most of the time.
No.
Like, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. You know, I got the Bone Show from midnight to 1 now.
Yeah.
And Wednesday... The Johnny B Show is broadcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere in South Tampa.
You can't tell me?
It's Dom's Christmas party.
What?
I don't know where it is. I just don't know where it is. But and I'm usually on there Wednesday as well.
Okay.
So we're not going to be able to get back in time to do a live show that night. And I emailed our program director today.
Yeah.
And just no response. Like, what should we do? Should we pre-record a program? Should we run, like, a best of?
You're probably fired.
I'm so nervous that that's going
to
happen.
You're probably just figuring out the best way to break it to you.
I kind of thought, like, because people were asking me, like, how's it going?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, it's good. I mean, I haven't heard anything. So I'm assuming that's good news.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, we've been told, like, don't get attached to it because it could change. Drastically.
How long have you been doing the show now?
A month.
A month?
Yeah.
And is every night?
Yep. It's midnight to 1 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Jeez.
The schedule is difficult, needless to say, to get used to because, you know, I come home from work, you know, at 4 o'clock.
Sure.
And then I don't have to be back to work till 11:45.
So what, just come home and sleep?
I try to sleep sometimes. I'll, make some dinner, hang. And, like, you can't, like, you know, have beers with your buddies or something like that.
Yeah,
so that's why
I
haven't been drinking as much, because I really can't, you know.
Well, I guess you're being healthy then.
It's definitely saving me money.
Sure, yeah.
I got it paid, and I looked at my bank account for the first time and raised my eyebrow, like,
whoa.
How
did this happen?
I'm a thousandaire.
I'm rich now.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I remember spending the checks at a Yard of Ale before you'd even get out of the building.
I was so relieved that mic ended.
No, towards the end it was getting pretty wild west.
It was just chaos. And then
I'd have you do like a minute before bringing me up, and then I'd come up and lay down on stage and start screaming.
Yep.
Look at me.
Pay attention to me.
Who cares about football?
Yeah.
Screw football.
And the people watching the game did not like that.
No.
They were not, they didn't like us at all being
I
there.
I liked it. I thought it was
It was funny.
Oh, yeah. And that was one of the, you know, one of the most fun mics because it was a party Thursday.
It was.
It was right on the strip.
But Fridays were really tough for me to get up in the morning and go to work.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And then, like, I would make that, you get the check for $60, and then I'd look at my debit card, and I had an $80 tab the night before.
Yeah, right.
So I was not sad
but
to
I
see that
we
mic
were
go.
But having a good time.
It was fun while it lasted, yeah. But like I said, I'm just glad it's done
it's
with.
It's all about the experience. I think I got better as an entertainer, I like to think. Like,
well, you were. It was trial by fire there, right?
Yeah, that was definitely an obstacle course every Thursday night. You know, go to the gym and work on that machine.
It was always a blast because sometimes the crowds were really good.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We've had a few,
great times.
But most of the time, they were bad, and they did not like comedy there at all.
No. Yeah, but that was, you know, that was part of the charm of it all.
Yeah.
You know, come do time in the spot where they don't want it. Yeah, see if you can, you know, win them over.
The toughest mic
in
Tampa Bay.
Dig your way out. That's,
it was just such an unusual place for comedy, too, because Yard of Ale is like a party. It's like college kids go there to
and
get drunk.
We stood in a little
party.
Nook in the corner that was raised up a few feet.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't know. I guess that's built for bands, but that thing was so tiny, I can't imagine a band being up on that thing.
Oh, I've seen many a band.
On that little stage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Nice.
So, John Jacobs is here on the Homemade Broadcast.
Hey, what's up, man?
I want to know, speaking of open mics, I guess,
what's
the deal with your mics, man? You got any more?
I still got Pokies and 439.
Those are your only two right now?
Yeah, those are the only two.
You had one a day
At one point I had five a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. And then I had a couple monthlies on top of that.
And the thing about open mics is usually they just come and go so fast.
Oh, yeah.
That, but for a while, you must have been, like, actually making some money at it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for a while. Yeah. I mean, yeah, now it's just these two and, you know, it's whatever. But, yeah, I think overall it's a healthier atmosphere for me to not be doing that.
Well, it is grueling, like you say.
Just the amount of, you know, if I'm working at these bars every night, they'd give me a tab. So it's like, well, yeah. And plus, you know, it's not as much as I want to drink to party as much as I need a drink to tolerate I'm running an open mic for two and a half, 3 hours.
That, exactly, and that's a good point. And that's why I don't want to do them anymore because I just can't. Like, you know, people who say that I don't need a drink to have a good time.
Right.
I'm not one of those people.
No.
I have to have a drink.
Yeah.
And then I'm also not going to have a drink. I'd just rather not drink then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a good time. But yeah,
it's either one or ten.
Yeah,
or zero
yeah.
or ten, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they want. It's what's healthiest, I think. But
are you trying to get any more microphones?
No.
Open microphones?
I think, if anything, you know, now's the time when we'll find out if me and Stick can start playing, like, real music shows here and start doing that and, like, travel doing that.
So what's the – is it – I mean, so that would be literally just calling bars and asking if you can perform.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, yeah, with some sort of something. I mean, it all depends on what happens with the album and how much publicity I can pick up. Because, I'm going to, you know, this is after the album's come out when it's coming out. But, yeah, I still, I'm going to call up every celebrity I know after their CD's released and make a video of that. And just to get any kind of, because, I mean, I know a lot of folks, and if there was ever a time for any of these people to do anything nice for me, it would be, like, just retweet this album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it would change everything. So we'll see, man. I mean, I'm going to call up every single person. Like, I already got a couple dudes from MTV to, like, retweet some of the music videos and the download links. That's good. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to make a big push and, you know, call Chris Kattan 15 times before it picks up. Hey, man, come on. Retweet it, man.
Come on, Chris.
Tell people you tried to hook me.
Oh, there's my second edit.
Oops.
Oh, boy.
I can't say that.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. Now you're going to listen back to this and try to figure out.
Oh, boy.
Where did he say the F word?
19 minutes.
19 minutes. Perfect.
That's
a pretty long time without saying the F word for me. Yeah,
you did it at
three words.
You did it at 10 seconds and then at 19.
Yeah, solid 19 in between.
So the album is out now.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this airs, it will be out. And
Summer at
SummerAtSouthside.com.
Available
on iTunes.
Summer at Southside, John Jacobs, Stick Martin.
Amazon.
Amazon, yep. everything.
Can I just give you $10 Pandora, yeah, and then you can just send me a download code?
Probably. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I could just send you all the individual files in like a folder, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have a CD player.
Right.
Or, no. You know, anything like that.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, digital download stuff, yeah.
Is it better to just buy it online, though, than just give you $10?
It yeah, probably looks I'd say, better. Yeah, I'll do it for iTunes numbers or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, the more, yeah, and of course, ratings. I need everybody who ever listens to it to rate it and say it's the best thing ever and, you know, start a Pandora John Jacobs station just so it's constantly playing my music.
It's really hard to get people. It takes no time, really, at all to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, podcasts that I like, I don't even do that. I don't leave reviews or anything. I always ask people to do it, too, for this, because it really does help.
Yeah, people are garbage, and they don't want to do anything.
It's only, I mean, it would literally take less than a minute to do it.
Oh, no, yeah. Once this comes out, everybody I know, if they don't review and promote my stuff, they're dead.
Yeah.
So you're either helping me be famous, or you're dead to me. So there's no in between anymore.
Would you want to get out of doing stand up to concentrate on music, or just
oh yeah
wanna...
sure
really
yeah oh yeah
if don't I like stand up anymore.
Stand up's fine, but okay. I mean, I just think these songs, especially playing them together in live, I think it's way better than me doing stand up.
Yeah,
I think that's safe to say.
It's a hard art form. That's why I kind of chose to focus on this podcasting and radio.
Yeah, stand up.
Because you have to be funny, I think, entertaining, captivating, interesting to hold an audience.
Yeah.
But man, stand up is tough. It's really hard. You have to have a thick skin.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've been doing it long enough now, and it's like, you know, it's whatever I'm doing isn't enough, and it's not working, but I don't think I'm willing to change. To like, I'm not going to be one of those people who like tries to sit down 5 hours a day and just write jokes. Like, I just don't have that kind of patience. Like, because then it's not fun and it's not comedy anymore to me. Like,
and it's force. I don't know if you can force.
Yeah, I mean,
funny.
Yeah, stuff is only funny to me when it just pops up in that moment.
Like, yeah.
And then whatever I can elaborate on within that 2 minutes will be the bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's like, I don't know anymore. No, this is funny.
Well, that's why, like, when you have shows and stuff, there's a writing staff of 20 people.
Yeah.
Hilarious people all individually.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody, you just have bad days. You can't force it. You got to, you know, workshop and bounce ideas off each other just to get, you know, a half an hour of dialogue. It takes months sometimes.
Yeah, no, I think I just don't have the attention span and, like, the brain power to, like, sit down and do that for a long time. I don't know. I've tried. And I keep trying, but
it's
hard.
Is that what comics do? Do they sit down 5 hours a day?
I mean, that's what the Jerry Seinfeld kind of thing is. But yeah, I mean, I think my mindset definitely shows in the music, which is why I like it so much. Because all these songs are like 45 seconds, mm-hmm. which is like the exact amount of attention that, you know, most people are holding these days.
Yeah.
Like, I just did a promotional video yesterday in Ebor that I'm editing, where I was just filming people's reactions listening to my album on headphones. And it was great. Everybody loved it. But, like, even some songs, I'm watching their face, and I can tell after, like, 35, 40 seconds, they're like, okay, when's the next song? Like, as much as they loved it. They're, like, dying, and they're like, okay, I'm ready for the next one.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was smart, then, to keep them super short.
Yeah, I definitely think it's something wild and something totally different.
Yeah. John Jacobs is here this week, comedian, musician, comedian, musician, filmmaker,
journalist,
all that, journalist, TampaNewsForce.com.
TampaNewsForce.com.
Check out the album,
a lot
Summer.
Of adventures. PoorPeopleDate.com still.
You still have that?
Oh, yeah. Thriving. Many poor people signing up to date.
Summer at Southside.com. That's the album.
Also, BroCuck.com.
What is that?
That's a redirect to my album.
BroCuck?
BroCuck, yeah.
Where did that come from?
Law Smith bought the domain name for me.
Yeah.
Because he thought we were just throwing out names for redirect websites. I was throwing out stuff like Mother Cuckers, Brother Cuckers, and then just BroCuck seemed like a good idea.
Nice.
And it wasn't taken, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think, you know, Cuck's really making a comeback.
It is
a huge comeback.
It's a slur on image. More that the right calls the left, just like the left will call the right Nazis.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's
Nazi
like cuck is the equivalent to Nazi.
Pretty much. You darn Nazis. Yeah, Nazi cuck sounds good.
Nazi cuck. I like that. Yeah,
NaziCuck.com. That'll be a redirect for my website.
.org.
Yeah, NaziCuck.gov.
.gov.
It's a government program.
That's right. So what's PoorPeopleDate.com? Tell me
about
that.
Oh, it's a website for poor people to date. It's just a dating service. And, yeah, it's just a dating service where the theme is your
poor. Is it real?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's been real for, like, 4, 5, 6 years.
Should I sign up for it?
Definitely sign up for it.
PoorPeopleDate.com.
Yeah, no, I actually came up with the idea in college with my roommate. My roommate builds websites, so he built it there, and then we made a bunch of videos for it and to promote it. So, like,
that is actually a great idea because I can't imagine the ladies like swarming to that site. But that's a big problem with me is that I don't have money to date.
Like, poor people date. Get it out of the way early.
I was talking about how like Tinder. Like, I went out with a girl last night, but I didn't really call it a date. Like, the first time you meet with a person from the internet, it's a meeting to see if you would potentially go out on a date.
See if they're even a real person,
with them.
Yeah, sure.
So it's usually you just
could
meet
have been
and
catfish.
Get, yeah. So yeah. it's like I don't have money to like buy these girls dinner.
No.
I gotta figure out if I want to buy you dinner down the line.
Right.
So it's just a meeting.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Times are tough.
It really is. I don't have any money. I work all the time and I have no money.
Yeah, life's crazy that way.
It's terrible. I guess that's the life you choose.
Well, I think this tax plan is going to help us out.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to help me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll have to pay taxes, right?
No.
If you make under, like, what,
$40,000? Well, I already don't pay taxes.
Oh, you don't pay taxes?
No.
At all. Okay.
No,
You don't file taxes or you don't pay taxes?
I don't file taxes. I don't have to.
Why?
Because I make under a certain amount.
You're just getting cash under the table.
Yeah, but also.
Pretty sure you're supposed to still file.
Yeah, but
I mean, you would probably get money back.
I don't think
so.
No, I think they'd probably come to my house with a knife and slit my throat.
I mean, technically, you're probably making like $2,000 a year doing open mic.
Yeah, something like that.
So if you filed and said you made $2,000, you would probably get a fat return back. Like
I don't think so.
Because you're poor.
Nah, man, they don't do any of that stuff.
What do you mean? Of course they do.
Nah, man, I had an EBT card for a while. They cut me off after that because, you know, you need to, like, show them you're trying to get a job, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well,
I'm an entertainer.
I got a job, baby. It's doing podcasts. You kidding
Traveling around doing podcasts. That ain't free. I got to buy gas.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to
give me a break.
Run this open mic and drink my head off afterwards.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
It's going to be great.
I got to drink to, you know, forget that I'm only making $2,000 a year.
Yeah. I think you would get a fat return, John. You should consider filing for past years.
I think you only get a return if, like, you know, if you deserve one. And I don't think
you don't think you deserve.
I don't think they'd think I deserve one. I think they'd look at my reports, and they'd go, "This guy doesn't deserve it."
I don't think it works like that, John. I think you should consider it. Really.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, think about it.
Listen, I'm not going to need any of that once I'm a billionaire.
Billionaire?
Yeah, I think it's going to skyrocket.
You think this is going to, you know, turn into like a Jay-Z scenario?
Well, let's see. 40 songs, $1 each on iTunes. I don't know what my cut is from iTunes. Probably like 1%. All we need is, you know, 100,000 people buy all 40 songs.
But you could just buy the album for $9.99.
I know. That's the real deal.
That's, I mean, because you're saving yourself 75%.
Yeah, you're saving yourself $30
just by buying
the whole
album.
Yeah, so hopefully people don't realize that, and they buy 20 songs at a time. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen. I think it's going to win a Grammy. I think it's easily the best comedy album to come out in the last 20 years.
Well, it was very impressive. I was really happy to, you know, see it come out because I know you've been working on it. I've known you for a few years now.
Oh, yeah.
And I really didn't know how serious you were taking it, honestly, because you are kind of an aloof dude.
Yeah, you never know with
for
me.
The most part.
You're going, is he really doing this thing?
Yeah. But I would talk to you, you'd be like, hey, I'm in St. Pete working, you know, let's hang or whatever. And
Every week, man, for the last 2 years.
And then finally, it's come to fruition. Eight music videos,
40 songs.
Really funny. I know you got some local comics to come out and help.
Yeah,
I got
a lot of good people on the tracks.
You fought Rafik.
I fought Rafik in the Jesus Christ video. Yeah, it was great.
He picked you up in like strong a DDT scenario.
Yeah,
he had his vest on.
Tombstone pile drive, man.
Yeah, that was great.
Pretty great stuff. Very gentle. Didn't hurt a hair on my head.
So, I mean, you know, you're doing all these things.
Yeah.
And you also have TampaNewsForce.com.
Yes.
I know, keeping up with the podcast, uploading it is enough for me. It's difficult to keep up with sometimes.
Yeah.
And now you're running all these websites. And what's up with Tampa News Force?
Tampa News Force, we're still, you know, clawing our way around the journalist industry, creating a spot for us in the mainstream, pretty much. We're carving out our spot pretty well. But we show up to the scene of stuff, real news stuff, and we interview people and we interview news people, and
that's what I like about Tampa News Force is you interview the news.
Oh yeah, we're interviewing
that's
the news.
That's my
people.
Favorite part. And they're so
they don't know what to do.
They have no clue what to do.
It's ridiculous. They spend their whole life being journalists and talking to people. They act like they've never had somebody talk to them before. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's almost anti-journalism to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah. No, this last, the Seminole Heights killer, they caught him at the McDonald's, and we showed up like within the hour of this happening, and like there's news everywhere. And we asked like one newswoman what happened, and she's like, they arrested somebody. He's in custody. And I'm like, okay. And then I talk to this Fox woman who's like doing her report, and she's holding the mic and everything. I go, hey, what's going on? She goes, we don't know. Nothing's going on. I go, this woman said, that newswoman said that they made an arrest. And the Fox woman goes, there was no arrest. And I go, really?
Really?
That's what she said. And she goes, nope. And then I go back over to the woman and I say, hey, the Fox lady said, nobody was arrested. She didn't know what you're talking about. And then a woman got very defensive. And
really?
Was like, no, they took somebody down. Yeah, now she wants to talk to us because I'm doubting what she says. I'm going, hey, the other news is saying you're a liar. So
ABC over here is calling you a goddamn
liar.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I get a little gossipy.
I love that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so she feels the need to, you know, explain herself at this point. So, yeah, it came down to a terminology issue, you know. She's basically like, well, if they're holding somebody in a police station, I'd say that's under arrest. So, you know.
No, she's wrong.
Call it what you
That's
want.
Called in custody.
Yeah.
It's not under arrest.
Well, yeah, I guess
right?
She's wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
She's a liar.
She's fake a liar. News. She's a fake news.
Exposing fake news.
Yeah.
Tampa News.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the killer one's going to be good. And
You know what you got to do, man?
What?
You got to do live, YouTube vids.
Oh, definitely.
On your YouTube
Apparently, you're not allowed to stream live YouTube vids till you have 1,000 subscribers.
Is that true?
That's what it says for me, yeah.
Oh.
So,
Facebook vids then or something.
Yeah, I can do live Facebook stuff. But yeah, YouTube would be a cool live thing to do.
Because that would be great just screwing with these people who are, you know.
Oh, yeah.
These, you know, yeah, whatever these, they're doing, journalism.
Yeah, these haters.
I never got a response back from Tony Marrero or Howard Altman.
Yeah, no, neither of them said anything back after I tagged them in the video and everything.
Yeah, regarding your
run-in. I think they know they're just feeding the beast, and it's best to stay out of my way.
I mean, it probably is. They're probably handling it correct. I think he came up with a valid point because initially I was, you know, not on their side. I think, was never on their side, but I almost could understand where they were coming from because, you know, they're looking at the media to tell, you know, display the truth of what the truth is. And then your point was, what is untrue about what
exactly.
I'm doing? I'm just going around and talking to people.
Yeah, what part of this is wrong to you? I've done nothing wrong. And if it comes off as, you know, funny or light, you know, hey, I mean, it's just natural interactions. I don't know what's wrong here.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want to get into that, you could blame, you know, The Onion, The Daily Show.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just talking to people a little differently. I'm getting information. I'm just asking them questions a little different.
I mean, you're not really. You just ask them what's going on.
Yeah,
pretty
I'm just
much.
Asking what's going on.
Yeah, what do you think? You know, you ask them.
They're just not used to people just being less formal, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, and I still dress formal. But I'm less formal.
Well, that's why I say it's anti-journalism almost, because usually a journalist will take info in through an interview and then redisplay it so it's easy to understand.
Yeah, no, I'm just showing them say it.
But you're just asking them questions and just getting live responses. From
them. We don't need any repackaging here.
Do you think the Seminole Heights killer has been caught?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, everybody in the city, everybody around Ybor is like, nah, man, it's fake. It's freaking false flag conspiracy, man.
Everybody says that about everything.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know, because the guy just walked up with a backpack and was like, here, take it.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
How
a little
it
too
happened.
Easy.
You know, it seems like he either wanted to get caught or I don't know. It's very strange.
He was set up.
Well, and they said, too, that the gun matched 3 out of the 4 murders.
Okay.
So what's up with the other one?
What's that about? Yeah.
I don't know.
So the real killer has the other gun.
And I don't know if that's been updated since. I don't know. Right. I really haven't been keeping up with it too much. Right. But it is a fascinating story.
Well, one of the homeless guys in the video of us interviewing people, when the guy got pulled out, he said he saw him get pulled out and the guy was Muslim.
Really?
But the guy they show is black guy.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Maybe
they're lying. He'd be a black Muslim, too.
Yeah, but he said he looked like Hispanic in Spanish.
Oh, I see.
So.
Well, I wonder, I read today that one of the attorneys had said that there is a motive that will come out at the right time.
Motive.
And I wonder if maybe it could be converted to Islam or something like that.
Uh-oh, geez. Yeah, he'll go.
The Times did that, too. You know the guy that was a neo-Nazi at one point and then converted to Islam and then murdered his roommates?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So the Times still reports that as a neo-Nazi that killed his roommates.
Okay, they don't want to say he was a Muslim.
But he's obviously a lunatic.
Right.
Number one. I mean, he's a crazy person.
Yeah, crazy guy kills people.
But they put the spin on it that he's a neo-Nazi when the motive for the murders was that his roommates insulted Islam.
Right.
And that's why he killed them.
Yeah.
But they still say he's a neo-Nazi. They don't say anything about Islam.
Everybody's just liars, man. I don't know. They just want to make Nazis seem bad. I don't know.
I mean, Nazis aren't nice. You shouldn't
but they,
be a Nazi.
They came back, so they're trying to make them look extra bad.
They are the hottest topic.
Oh, so hot.
Holy
moly. Who would have thought?
Did you see the Michael Flynn thing? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, he lied about Russian contacts.
Well, the deal was that Brian Ross from ABC reported that Michael Flynn was going to cooperate with Robert Mueller, the special investigator.
Against Trump.
Against Trump. And then everybody was applauding and cheering because this is it. He's going to be impeached.
He's done,
And then what happened was it was actually that when President-elect Trump directed Michael Flynn to make contact with the Russians about ISIS and defeating ISIS and repairing relations.
Oh, wow.
So not really the scoop.
Yeah, I don't think they're ever going to get him.
No. Of course they're not.
No way. He's going to keep rocking out every day. He's having a great time.
I'm glad they're investigating it though now, because now people have to shut up.
At
this point,
I don't think anybody's going to shut up about it.
Oh, they'll still talk about it, but eventually the investigation.
They can't find nothing. It's a witch hunt.
And then they'll just say, "Oh, I got away with it."
One of those witch pursuit thingies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. News is terrible, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I guess.
Media is terrible.
Yeah, all media. This is terrible.
I wish they would just report what is true rather than what they desperately.
Nobody knows desperately. It's true, man.
Well, that's going into that's digging yourself a hole there. There should be objective things that you know are true that you report.
Yeah.
And Brian Ross got suspended 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's great.
For that. And then you know what Trump did too, which is really funny. He goes, the stock market dipped 300 points when this news came out.
Oh, geez.
So he suggested that perhaps people should sue ABC News because it cost them money, millions
money.
Of dollars.
Yeah, he's a liar.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's
a good
funny.
Idea. Sue ABC.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? They ruined everything.
Yeah, it cost people millions of dollars.
Yeah, my money. I want my money back.
ABC was kind of one of the ones that were kind of like, you know, more legit, I thought, too.
Yeah, man, I think we're the only legit news source at this point, Tampa News
That's
Force.
TampaNewsForce.com.
TNF, baby.
The album is Summer at
Southside.
Southside.com. You can find the comedy album there. You can find the YouTube if you search, what, John Jacobs?
Yeah, John, any of the song names, Summer at Southside, anything.
Okay, Summer at Southside on YouTube. You can watch the music videos, Facebook pages, I'm sure you have for all this stuff.
Yep.
So just type
John
those
Jacobs
things
video,
in.
Yeah, Tampa
John
News
Jacobs,
Force.
Tampa News Force.
Yeah.
What else? You got any comedy dates coming up?
Comedy dates right now? I don't think I do. I think I have like absolutely nothing right now.
Really?
Yeah, just, but I've just had a bunch of stuff recently, but I guess nothing through the end of this year. Or actually, well, I guess, who is it, tomorrow? Or no, next Wednesday, I'm doing a show at some burger joint for the open mic live guys. Yeah, it would help if I knew the venue, but it's like on Howard somewhere.
Okay.
So yeah, next Wednesday, I think I'm closing out a show at a burger place.
Open mic live podcast guys.
I guess they've been putting it on for the last few weeks or once a month. I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm doing that Wednesday, and I don't know, just jumping on other podcasts to promote the album, mm-hmm. trying to go
on
the radio.
We'll get
or something.
You on. We'll get you on Stay Woke too. Maybe
definitely.
Next week or something.
Yeah, yeah. When it's out, I definitely want to be screaming it at everybody on live radio.
Yeah, I know Johnny B was like, I don't know if it's a good idea.
To what?
He's like, you could, I know you well enough that, we could have a conversation, but he was just like, sometimes John can lay it on a little thick.
What, curse, you mean?
It's only an hour. Well, curse and,
What do you mean?
Just, get in there aggressively.
What do you mean?
Take over.
What, the show?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Can't do that. That's someone like
can't
me.
Can't believe Johnny B's back, Stephanie. Johnny
no,
B's dead meat,
he is
dude.
Not back. I bet you he would have you on.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm sure he better have me on.
Yeah.
I kick his ass if he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, no, I mean, I played a bunch of songs for Johnny B before. He loved it. He downloaded one of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for coming back on, dude. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back anytime.
Yeah, great to be back in the homemade nest, huh?
The homemade studio.
The garbage pit, they call it.
It lasts.
The dirt pile.
Kicked out of here.
Yeah. You're losing it all, man. We're all losing everything.
All right, there we go. John Jacobs, Summer at Southside.com. Pick up the album. It's really fun and funny, and you're going to like it. So follow him on Twitter, too, at Maybach Diamonds. You can follow me at @home_made_man, Facebook, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete, Radio St. Pete on Twitter. Just, follow everybody. There's always good stuff popping up. Stay Woke, midnight to 1 a.m. on 102.5 The Bone, thebonenonline.com. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. Let's play us out with a song called Soft Serve Ice Cream by my friend John Jacobs and Stick Martin. Summer at Southside.com. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye. Soft Serve.